is there are people that don't have a chelik, unfortunately, in Olam Haba. They lose a chelik in Olam Haba, and there are certain categories that are included in there. This next halacha includes another category called a mumar miyisol. So what's a mumar? A mumar la veira achas, a mumar la chola Torah kula. So there are individuals who are considered to be a mumar specifically for one veira, and that's someone that, right, and then there's right, for only for one, and then there's a mumar la chola Torah kula for the entirety of the Torah. What are we talking about? Mumar la veira achas ze shem hechzik atzmo lasos osa veira bezodon vehurgo v'nisparin seim ba afilo haisa min akalos gegoyin shech huchzak tamid lilbo shatnis odak if peya. So that's low, right? So the Rambam was talking about an individual who basically cuts one mitzvah out of the Torah, and they do this in a public way. It's not like someone that has a difficulty with one mitzvah. Everyone has difficulty with certain mitzvahs. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an individual who bizadon, who intentionally and lahachis, in order to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not supposed to do this, and I'm going to do it anyway to spite you. That's the attitude of this individual in a public forum. That's a person that's considered to be a mumur, the avera achas. It's just for one avera. You can accept 612 other averos, 612 other mitzvos. But when they publicly, in a proud way, right, say, I'm going to do this aveira because I don't think it belongs in the Torah. Only 612 apply to me, not the 613th. So that is a major problem. It's also, by the way, separately in a separate aveira, right? It's not only, or you consider it to be a mumur, the aveira achas, but it's an aveira of, right? We're not allowed to add a mitzvah to the Torah. We're not allowed to take away a mitzvah from the Torah. So that would be fulfilling the second, taking away a mitzvah from the Torah. And he says, not only that, but even if it's a small, quote-unquote, mitzvah. What does a small mitzvah mean? Again, we learned about it a little earlier, but on a very basic level, what's a small mitzvah? Let's say he always wears, or she always wears, shatnez. Shatnez, that's going to make a person not be able to get into Olam Haba? Really? Yes. If there's a person, B'davka, says, I'm going to always wear shatnez, and I'm not going to always wear shatnez. I know this. I'm not talking about a case where, oh, I didn't know. I thought it wasn't shatnez, but you know, and there was a mistake. No. Person, I know this is shatnez, and I'm going to wear shatnez every single day. Or what? L'hagit peyos. They take away their peyos, right? A man takes away peyos on his hand. You're going to cut off your peyos? Again, I know it's an aveira. Not if someone walks into a hair salon and they by accident shave it off, and they're like, oh my God, what do you do? Right? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about an individual who b'davka says, this is what I do, l'hachis, in order to in order to basically anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is a mumar l'chol Torah kula? What's someone that is, again, and this is important to learn this because it's important that in our minds we recognize this is, we don't want to be in these categories. We want to avoid this. What's a mumar l'chol Torah kula? What's someone that's considered to be a mumar of the entire Torah? Kigon, hachroz l'date obdei gachavim. That's someone that basically leaves Judaism and is an apostate. They leave to another religion. They go to Avodah Zarah. Right, in a situation where that person is goes zera, there's a big zera in town about right, is zera. Jews are going to be punished for this, or whatever. So he's like, no, I don't want to involve myself in these gzeros. I'm going to switch to another religion. And unfortunately, plenty of Jews have ultimately left Judaism. Again, there's a whole big discussion about someone that now wants to come back from that experience, and if people that were forced. Again, lots to discuss on that front, but not for right now. But and they connect to, let's say, Christianity, they connect to a form of other Zohar. But Yomer ba betzali li davik b'Yisrael sheheim shfala v'nedofim tov li shedavik be'elu sheyodam tkefa. It's a person that basically says about themselves, I don't want to be involved in Judaism. Judaism is a low level. Look at these Jews, they're low, they're poor, they're downtrodden. I'm going to go and join what? I'm going to go and join instead Christianity. They're wealthy, or whatever other religion. They're so much more well off. I want to go and join them. That's a mumur le what? Hariz a mumur le chol Torah kula. That's considered to be a person that is a mumur, not for one avera. One avera is also someone who loses what? A sharing world becomes crazy to think about that. One avera that I'm considering to be. This is not part of the Torah. It's one thing to say I do averos and I feel badly about it. And not only do I do averos and I feel badly about it, but I do averos and I feel badly about it. And what? And I wish I wasn't doing this. That's one thing. Okay, that's a normal human being. That's, again, unfortunate, but what we're saying now is a person that is mamish, I know this is a problem, and bedafka, I'm going to do it anyway. That's a problem, yes.
So the
interesting thing about all these categories, he's not talking about punishments. We're talking about what? Someone that doesn't have a chelik in all the mamma. Meaning, it's only a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands.
That is a punishment.
It is a form of punishment, but still, even without warning and edus and whatever, that's really for us in this world to make sure that we're adjudicating correctly. It's true that there's a value to having edim and hasra in general, but it's very important that we understand this is really a Kadosh Baruch Hu's realm. This is all in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As we said earlier in Hilchos Teshuvah, where Kadosh Baruch Hu's calculating the avonos and mitzvos, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's realm. That's not for us to start calculating. Okay, one more very short one. Yeah, you can go if you need to. If anyone needs to go, I'm happy. Yeah, one more short idea. Machdei Rabim Ketzad. What's someone that causes other people to do chatoim? Right. What is it that they're? What's that category? We're talking about people like Yarov and Tzadok and Baitis that cause the masses to do what? To bedover gadol, one major thing, right? To echo techni bedover kal, even with small things. I feel the vatal mitzvah asa, even to say, you know what, we're not going to do esrog anymore. We're not going to do luv and esrog anymore. A mitzvah asa, what do you mean? What did he do? He didn't call them to do avedos. He just called them to what? Not do mitzvos. That's also a problem. The person like Menashe, we know, you're wicked Menashe, right? Menashe, who caused not only other people to do avedos, but he did it in a way that made it onus for them. He made it impossible for them to say no. Why? He would kill people until they did avodah zarah. Our own Jewish people would do chas v'chalila. No, it happens. And that's considered to be machtir harabim. That's someone that causes other people, the masses, to do avedos. That's no good. Or we're talking about a situation where basically someone confuses people, or they entice people, or they trick people into being enticed and doing averos. Those are also all considered to be part of this category of machdir rabin. Talking about a situation of people that cause not only that they do averos, they intentionally cause the rabbin to do averos. That's a major, major, major problem. A major problem. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, we'll continue with the next halacha tomorrow. Have a wonderful.